Courts in Vermont, like pretty much all sectors of society, have been forced to rethink their operations amid the COVID-19 pandemic. State courts have been in a judicial emergency since mid-March. Most hearings have been postponed and public access has been severely limited. But as the coronavirus infections in the state have declined, the Vermont judiciary is preparing to ramp up activity. VPR's Liam Elder Connors recently visited criminal court in Chittenden County to see how courts have been operating and what it might look like going forward.
The courthouse is a couple of blocks away from Church Street in Burlington, and usually snagging a parking spot in front of the building's impossible. But on a recent visit, I had my pick.
Just put my mask on. I do not remember the last time I was here. It's definitely been at least 2 months, probably longer than that.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a reporter.
There's a red rope across the front entrance, and a security guard in a mask sits at a small desk in the entryway. He pulls out a clipboard and starts reading me a list of questions.
Past few days, have you felt unwell, especially the respiratory symptoms? Cough, high temperature, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, initial flu-like symptoms such as fever, coughing, breathing difficulties, or fatigue?
No.
In the past 14 days, have you been in contact with anyone that you're aware of that may have had the virus?
No.
Have you been to another country?
Nope.
Have you been to a healthcare facility, a hospital, walk-in clinic, or emergency room where people infected are being treated?
No.
All right.
The guard waves me in, and I send my backpack through the scanner and walk through the metal detector. That's one part of the screening that's always been there. Usually there's a steady stream of people coming in and out of the building, but not today. The place seems deserted. None of the buzz of attorneys in the halls or people milling around before their hearing.
It's kind of weird, kind of eerie.
While the courts have been open during the pandemic, their operations have been limited to emergency hearings. Things like bail review for people in jail, domestic assault arraignments, and changes of pleas.
Media?
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks.
And then get set up right here.
A little after 2 p.m., I'm ushered into one of the smaller courtrooms. There's a large TV on one wall showing the face of the defendant, a man with short brown hair and a goatee. The defendant was at Northern State Correctional Facility. He was arrested in early May, and in today's proceedings, he'll plead guilty to a misdemeanor resisting arrest charge. Besides the judge and two court staffers, I'm the only person in the room. The lawyers, like the defendants, are miles away.
And do I gather we have counsel on the phone?
Things start off with a slight technological glitch. Margaret Jantz, the public defender, is having trouble with the connection.
I would like to note for the record that it's very poor reception.
A court officer springs up and offers to merge Jantz onto the same phone as the prosecutor. Judge Thomas Carlson, wearing a mask, perks up and endorses the plan.
Let's do that.
These sorts of stops and starts could become more common as the courts expand operations on June 1st and rely more on remote hearings, with attorneys on the phone and, depending on the case, defendants at the courthouse or appearing from jails via video. The judiciary is also advising courts to adjust their schedules, stagger cases, and find other ways to reduce the amount of people in the building to comply with social distancing and public health guidelines. Jury trials are on hold until September in criminal cases and January 2021 in civil court. The judicial system also faces another looming challenge, a backlog of cases that have built up during the last 2.5 months.
We expect a flood of new cases coming in.
Chief Superior Judge Brian Grierson told the Senate Judiciary Committee this month that courts would prioritize cases involving children and incarcerated people. Retired judges would also be brought in and other judges would be reassigned.
Meaning judges that are sometimes doing civil matters will end up assisting the backlog in those dockets.
Criminal defendants have a constitutional right to a speedy trial, and there's concern that even if the courts add resources, there won't be enough attorneys to handle the caseload. John Campbell, the executive director of the Department of State's Attorneys and Sheriffs, says they're down 6 deputies across the state. He says they might use contract attorneys to help fill the gaps.
The number of cases that we're going to see, it's going to be extremely taxing. And frankly, unless we are able to get additional help in these offices, I don't see how we can do it.
That may lead to changes in what prosecutors are willing to charge. Chittenden County State's Attorney Sarah George says she's told her staff to review their cases for ones that could be dismissed or diverted to other avenues, like a restorative justice program.
We need to be really diligent about making sure that the cases we're focusing on are the most serious cases that we have.
It's hard to know how busy courts will be, police have been arresting a lot less people in recent months, and prisons have reduced their population by nearly 17%. But public defenders are also short-staffed, according to Defender General Matt Valerio. He says he'll have to assess which counties need the most help. And he says the large caseloads shouldn't be an excuse to move through cases quickly.
These are people's lives, and to them, this is the most important thing that they have going. And we got to make sure that we do a good job. We can't just say, oh, you're in the door, and now everybody pleads guilty and everybody's out the door. There are people who have legitimate beefs with whatever law enforcement did or charging the prosecutor.
Ms. Jantz?
Yes, I can hear you.
Back in the Chittenden County courtroom with the phones working, the hearing goes smoothly. The defendant pleads guilty to resisting arrest and is sentenced to 18 to 20 days. It all takes about 20 minutes.
I believe that concludes this hearing.
With that, everyone departs. The video screen blinks off. There's a small beep as Jantz and the deputy state's attorney hang up their phones. Judge Carlson murmurs a quiet take care and walks out of the room. The court officer looks over at me and with a shrug says, there is no more. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.